Therefore, let's take a look at a sample of annotation in CSAR2. In the above sample, we can explicitly specify the object using the binding annotation. The binding annotation corresponds to the ref tag in Spring. In the below sample, we can specify the non-automatic binding using the binding type property. We rarely need to use the binding annotation because the automatic binding of property works in most cases. Please use the binding annotation only in exceptional cases. Annotation is a technology which appeared in Java 5. In case we have to use JDK 1.4, you would think we have to give up annotation. However, we don't. There is a project called Backport 175. Backport 175 implements the Java 5 annotation specifications, and it makes annotation available for Java 1.3 or 1.4 platforms. CSAR2 makes annotation available for Java 1.3 or 1.4 platforms using this Backport 175. If we use the Eclipse Backport 175 plugin, we can check the syntax. Also, if we use the plugin, unlike the X-Docklet, we don't need to do anything after the compilation. That's because the annotation information is automatically embedded in the class file after the compilation. Therefore, let's transform the previous sample of Java 5 into Backport 175. Except for using the Java doc comment, it is similar to the annotation of Java 5. In this way, users of Java 1.4 can accept the advantage of annotation.